John McGivern is in the studio. So how was your Christmas?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was good. You know, I had some time off. I had 3 days off.
So what did you do? Go to mom's?
Always.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if I haven't talked about this on the air. I talk about it in the show, but there are traditions at my mother's. And so we went and certainly followed those traditions. One of them is my mother's 88 ceramic Santas.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has 88 ceramic Santas that she gets from the Bradford Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She gets two new ones a year. So the moment you walk in on Christmas morning, she's like, go find the new Santas. And you can't say, I don't really give a crap. So you go and look for them, and they're like,
I was going to say, are they big?
They're kind of big.
You know, they're like, put all those?
They're all, it's like a village. It's like, it's just like all over, and they're from everywhere. You know, there's an Arctic Santa who is a Santa in all white sitting next to a white seal. Mm-hmm. There is a island Santa who is sitting next to a dolphin with his shirt wide open, which is almost disturbing.
Yeah.
There is a Santa sitting next to like this 20-year-old elf who is all worked up and all kind of pumped up and really handsome. And Santa's sitting there with a look like, hey. My mom's like, is that the gay Santa? It's like, no, that's the who's your daddy Santa. And once you find the Santas, the two new ones, it's time to take a moment to pause. And my mother's 18-piece Celtic creche set. Celtic, Irish.
Okay.
Creche, I guess, means manger.
Yeah.
Were you raised with the word creche?
Creche, I was.
You were?
Yeah. My mother had a creche, and every time, and the church outside the church was a creche scene. And I never knew it as anything else until I came to this area. I, not that it's far from Beloit, but I mean, I was.
It's a whole other world.
Till your parents emigrated.
Over the mountains.
Right? When they emigrated down the Rock Freeway.
But we never called it anything else.
I never heard that word.
Well, it's the song.
It's what?
You can't say away in the creche. It's just, you know, it's not working.
No, I understand. But it's called the creche scene. So she's got this creche.
She does. Well, I only knew it as a manger because as a kid we did have a manger. But what we had was a box with hay in it. And it was the same hay we had in our Easter basket.
Oh.
It was
and
green?
Laid there in the manger in the green hay was Jesus.
The baby Jesus.
With his arms wide open, which I was always like, wow, he's strong baby for just being born. He's like laying there with his arms wide open.
He's the son of God.
No doubt going, everyone's welcome. It's true. And then next to in the major scene as a kid, there was Joseph and Mary.
Right.
And then behind them were three wise men. And behind the three wise men was one donkey. Nice. And that's all I thought were present at the birth of Jesus. Now there's 18 pieces.
Well, the Bradford Exchange has updated that, haven't they?
Once every 2 months, you'll receive a new piece for your crush.
Well, and there, I looked and I said, Mom, there are four wise men. And she said, excuse me? I said, four wise men.
Murray is the last one. He's the fourth. Murray
Wiseman.
I said, why are there four wise men? She said, I don't know. I says, well, where is that fourth wise man from? And she said, Toledo. Which is where the package was postmarked.
Oh, that's funny.
That's from the Bradford Exchange. Sure.
And, okay, once you finish looking at her 18-piece Celtic creche set, it's time to take a moment in the living room to look at her Christmas tree. You know, as a kid growing up, we always had a white pine tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, now there's fir trees everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
We never saw a fir tree. We never saw a fake tree either. But all we had were white pine, which I thought, that must be the McGivern tradition. Mm-mm, it's just a really cheap tree. My father would go shopping for that tree on a Friday after work with five of his bricklaying buddies. Six bricklayers going tree shopping. Mm. I want to be there. But not before they stopped at the Uptowner on Humboldt and Center to have six Pabst Blue Ribbon beers because everybody bought around.
Oh, so they each have six.
Oh, yeah, they each have six, and then they get in their cars and drive. Those were the good old days.
Oh, cut down a tree?
Cut it down. They would go to the Odd Lot Tree Lot on 18th and Burline to buy the crooked-trunked white pine for $4. Tie it on
blow their money on booze.
No doubt. But we always had a crooked-trunked pine tree. He'd tie it to the roof of that Rambler station wagon, drive it back to the east side where my mom would be waiting by the window. waiting for him to show up, just waiting there with that crooked trunk pine tree. She'd be like, where is it? And as she saw him pull up, she would run to the front hall closet and grab a wire hanger, which she could disassemble in a minute. It's like, how'd she do that? Mom is strong. She would wait for my father to show up with that big piece of wire hanger. She would tie one end. She would fasten one end to the crooked trunk and the other end to the lock in the middle window. Mm-hmm. And she could make that crooked trunk pine tree stand straight.
Beautiful.
My mother was a miracle worker. Her food was crap, but she could make the trees.
Had a straight tree.
We did have a straight
That's
tree.
That's all that matters.
It's true.
Oh, so beautiful. Now she has a tree. Now it's still not a fake tree. It's still
She goes and
not
gets a
real
tree. One?
No. My mother has a dead tree that she keeps in her garage all year.
No way.
It's a stick with six stick branches. And I'm like, Mom, it's a dead tree. And on that tree are the same ornaments I remember as a kid. And white lights. And she plugs it in. I was like, Mom, it's a dead tree. And you know what she says? It's my Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Oh.
I'm like, Mom, it's dead. And she says, yeah, but I like it.
Well,
what the hell can you say to that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe it's the spirit of Christmas that brings it to life, John.
It really.
Oh, oh my God.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wanted to say that.
Have you seen the big trend now?
What's that?
What's coming back are those aluminum trees.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. And the white ones.
The white
the
aluminum
big
trees.
Flocked are back,
ones.
Too.
We never had those.
Those are messy.
Yeah.
We had some of those early on.
That's not flocked. A fire
yeah.
hazard.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a silver one? Mrs. Paulini had that up
no.
the block a little bit.
Yeah, the Marinos like, oh, had one down the street.
Did they have that rotating light?
Right. So it was green yeah. or red or yellow.
That was
or
kind of cool.
Sure.
Is
sure.
that the one that looks like it's got green, red, and blue in the thing?
Yeah,
it never rotates around.
Yeah.
Right.
But don't stand like near it because you can get a tan from
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it looks like a big pie pan that's in
yeah,
three
exactly.
sections.
You know what I did this year? And I thought I was doing this great thing. Was I went and I bought for my mother and for my Aunt Jenna, I bought, they were $10. They were these little fiber optic trees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those little jobs,
right,
and all
right.
you got to do is attach the bottom. I have had more. I told my mother, I said, I'm driving down to Beloit. I'm confiscating both trees, and I'm chopping them up in front of you because I'm so sick of hearing about these trees. They did. How do we get them out of the box? What do we do with the boughs? How do we put in the base? I've had more phone calls about these frickin' $10 trees. And Aunt Jenna's cost me $20 to send down there UPS because I didn't have a box. But now I've invested $30 and she called my mom. This is after Christmas. I don't want to hurt Carol's feelings, but the tree is crooked. Can she take it back? Oh. So now I've talked to my Aunt Jenna. I've gotten her how to figure. She didn't have it in the base properly.
Oh.
So now after Christmas, she's finally got the damn thing in the base properly. And I said, now do you have the boughs pulled down or is it just like this rotating billy club?
The Festivus tree.
With these lights coming off. She goes, oh no. And she goes, now you know what? Now that it's so nice. And my Aunt Jenna talks the same way. I love my Aunt Jenna. She's like, I'm just going to keep it up now for the rest. Well, sure, you didn't have it working all Christmas. I gave it to you after Thanksgiving. It's hilarious.
Fiber optic, does it change colors?
Yeah.
On the tips or something?
Right. It's got all these, and it goes from green or red. So it's kind of the principle of the aluminum tree, only it's green. And you get it, and it's all folded up. You bring the boughs down, and it just sits there. But it's like, it's so. My mom called me, you know, Carol, I'm thinking about putting just a big plastic bag over it and taking it down to basement because it looks a little big for the box. That's because you pulled the boughs down.
Tip it upside down, Mom.
Just pull the boughs back up. No, yeah. You're not going to hurt the tree. And if you do, it was $10.
I can relate to it.
Oh, God,
I bought
yeah.
my mom a CD player one year. She still hasn't played a CD in it because I keep trying to talk her through it. Just
a CD.
Just a CD.
Sure.
It's,
here we
it's
go.
It's some sort of
you
mysterious thing.
They just are technologically. And my mother's a smart woman. I know she is.
Yeah.
I got all my papers corrected by her, and I still get letters back with circles. And
you know what? We'll be the same way. Our kids are going to be like, you know what I bought my mom?
Mm-hmm.
I bought my mom one of those brand new phasers
yeah.
where you can alter time
right.
and get into a different dimension. You think she knows how to work it?
No.
No, just blinking 12 o'clock. That's all, yeah. So what did you, do you do a big gift exchange with mom, too? Did you do a big gift thing with your mother?
No, what we do is we each bring a gift. And then what you do is you pick numbers and you do that gift exchange where number one
oh,
picks
yeah.
the first gift.
Okay.
And number
then,
two then can steal number one's
oh,
gift
love
and go
that.
And pick another one. And we do that with all the adults. on Christmas Day.
Are they good gifts or bad gifts?
Well, they're good gifts.
That would be really cruel for the kids.
Nobody really...
You know, I'm glad you do it with just the adults.
If you're the old adults are doing it with the kids, yeah. They're stealing kids' gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that PlayStation. Thank you.
That'll be mine.
The kids, we did an ornament exchange, the same sort of thing where you pick numbers, and then but we did ornaments with the kids because the kids wanted part of that. But that was fun. You know, and one of the other traditions that I was talking about earlier is the fact that my mother now has this thing, which I was not raised with, and I don't know if you ever had it growing up, but there is a thing between my mother's kitchen and her dining room that's called the breakfast bar.
Okay.
Like, did you have a breakfast bar growing up?
No.
No. Now they have these condos with a breakfast bar, and on that breakfast bar, my mother has set up her Christmas village.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought she'd have scrambled eggs and those cheesy hash browns and all that on the breakfast
bar. No, she takes the two stools and puts them in place of that dead tree. There, now that's in the garage. And on the breakfast bar is my mother's Christmas village, which is tiny little houses.
Sure.
And tiny little shops.
Uh-huh. Is it the Dickens thing?
Almost Dickens.
Okay.
It looks like downtown Cedarburg.
Okay.
It does. Then she fills it with tiny little white people. She does!
And does she say?
And tiny little trees. And then what she does, she goes into the bathroom, one of the two bathrooms, because now she has two bathrooms. She lives alone, two bathrooms. She's never had two bathrooms her whole life. Now she has two bathrooms. She's like, I just don't know which one to go to. But she goes into one, pulls the vanity mirror off the wall, places it, the 6-foot mirror, on her breakfast bar and says, in front of the Christmas village, and says, that's the skating pond.
Oh, sure. A 6-foot skating pond?
I'm like, Mother, that's not a pond. That's Lake Michigan. And on the far side of Lake Michigan, there is a reindeer that's like 2 feet high. I'm like, Mom, nothing is to scale.
Nothing.
And she said, shut up. I suppose you're going to talk about this on the radio. And of course I did.
Absolutely.
But I said, it's not to scale. And she said, yeah, but you know what, John? I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? So do I. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. Because in our house, it's about the 88 ceramic Santas.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that 18-piece Celtic crèche set.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that dead tree that's been in the garage all year. It's about this breakfast bar that's full of a Christmas village that is never, ever to scale. It's about these wooden toys that my father built as a kid that were so incredibly crafted. We got wooden toys as a kid. It's about, remember the Kooky Cookie House at Capitol Court Mall? You're not from here.
No, but I remember the Capitol Court Mall, though.
Capitol Court Mall, the big mall in the 60s. And it was so big that across the street was a place called Boston Village, which was really a Boston store, but obviously bigger. It was a village! And on the south end of Capitol Court Mall was a Kooky Cookie House, which is where Santa lived from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And he lived in a cookie. It was like, no wonder why the man's kind of chunky. He lives in a cookie only in Milwaukee. It's about all of that stuff. And it's about my mom and my brothers and sisters and my nieces and nephews and my partner Steve and I sitting around a table on Christmas Day celebrating these traditions that we call ours and honoring these things that have been in our lives forever. And that's what Christmas is about.